Our gospel today is a collection of sayings in the Gospel of Matthew, whereas in the other gospels, these sayings and teachings appear differently on their own. And to be a disciple of Jesus, as we look at those sayings today, basically means that it requires commitment of you as a disciple, perseverance, and it will also cost you something. Some scholars say that Jesus did not say, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me, ... because he had not done so. He had not undergone his passion, and his disciples before his death and resurrection would not understand. However, early Christians understood very well and used to say that, knowing that if our Lord took up his cross out of love and died for us, then we, in little ways, and sometimes big ways, need to do the same. The common theme of today's readings is the work God gives us to do is to love God and our brothers and sisters through hospitality, generosity, commitment, and charity. So in other words, if you're just coming to church to pray to get something out of it for yourself, you're not fully a disciple of Jesus Christ who demands that we recognize that in serving other people, we serve and love God himself. The first reading gives a human example of how this hospitality and generosity is lived out. A woman of influence is without children, and her husband is getting on in age. But she always gave Elisha the prophet generous hospitality, food and shelter as he was passing through. She does not do it with a motivation to gain something, but merely to give that which comes from within her, a generous love. And God looks on this generosity and makes a beautiful promise through the prophet. She will have a baby boy next year. Jesus uses the example of giving a thirsty child a drink of cold water, and the motivation is to give because that is who I am. I want to be, and I am, a disciple of Jesus who commanded me to be generous to those in need. One very important gesture of generosity that is needed from all of us right now, that is something that seems to be very controversial, and that is to wear our masks in public. And I say that because I have heard our great American attitude. I can do what I want. The bishop who decrees that we wear masks in church can't tell me what to do. But as I read the gospel, I say, I want to have the attitude and follow what Christ teaches. I wear a mask not to protect myself, according to health experts, but to protect others from getting sick. Therefore, it is an act of generous love toward neighbor to wear our masks. I don't like to wear this mask any more than you do, believe me. But I want to be a good example. I want to be in solidarity with you, so I wear it actually more than what the decree of the bishop says. Only at the ambo do I read it and taking off to receive communion. I have seen myself speak and pray when the bright light is on me, and I've seen these little droplets come out of my mouth. So I wear it during the consecration because I don't want any possible infection to come on the sacred host and transmitted to you. So I consider that an opportunity to be in discomfort, and in the way of the early Christians and what we hear in the gospel today, to take up my cross, to offer that discomfort to God, to transform it into something beautiful for something else. How you give is how you receive. That is one of the wisdom principles that Jesus gives us. 11 times in the New Testament, Jesus either assumes or receives the hospitality of others for his daily care and lodging. he survived this way as an itinerant preacher. Furthermore, hospitality is assumed by Jesus in sending forth the apostles. He who receives you receives me. And the early church would never have made it had it not practiced hospitality, as Paul mandates in Romans chapter 12. Traveling missionaries stayed in home, conducted worship in homes, served the sacrament in homes, and took up collections for those engaged in the work of the gospel in their homes, the early churches. In the first two centuries of the church's existence, any talk about the house of God literally meant somebody's house, where the people of God gathered and where the servants of God bunked, we might say, while passing through. Granted, our times have changed from the times of Jesus and the early church, but the Christian teaching of love of neighbor and hospitality is always essential. We can be creative in how we apply it. All comes with needing and having the mindset and the attitude of Christ.